Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lobsang Rampa, who lived between 1910 and 1981, born as Cyril Henry Hoskin, was an Englishman, the son of a plumber, who wrote about 19 books on the occult, religion, his life in Tibet, and even aliens. One of his most famous books was The Third Eye, the autobiography of a Tibetan Lama, and also The Silver Cord. He claimed that he had been to Venus and recounted his experiences of monastic life in Tibet. Many people believed that he was a Tibetan and believed his claims as personal experiences lived in Tibet. But it was discovered, according to an investigation by a well-known newspaper, that he had never been to Tibet and that his books were the product of his imagination and of his readings on the paranormal, the occult, and characters from Tibet. Ufology is considered a science, and everything that refers to UFOs or unidentified flying objects. It is read with relish by many people. Many belong to sects based on the supposed personal experiences of the founder, and seek to know the messages of beings from other planets, wishing to have contact with them. Their dream is to be able to go one day to visit their planets, and much better if they can go live with them on that supposedly perfect planet, not only because of their technological advances, but also because of their happy life, considering them as future saviors of the Earth. For this reason, they say that they are taking human beings to their planets, so when a world cataclysm comes, they can return them to repopulate the Earth. Many would like to be one of those chosen ones. Their leaders propose to them to develop mental communication to contact the aliens, which can affect them mentally and make them fall into some diseases. Aliens form an important part of New Age ideas. Currently, there are few followers of these doctrines who claim to have physically traveled aboard spaceships, but what they do claim is to have contacted them by telepathy, through thoughts, or in the astral body. In these cases, the relationship with Spiritism is clear. A well-known follower of the New Age explained that aliens are now willing to reincarnate on Earth to live among men with human-like forms. They are now the most active members of the New Age group. For them, God is not a person, but a cosmic energy. They believe that demons are good angels and want to reach fullness and be superhumans without God, only with successive reincarnations. For them, Jesus Christ is simply a teacher who had an influence in the age of Pisces, but will not have it in the age of Aquarius. Morality for them is relative. Everything is good that does them good and pleases them without harming others. If one chooses to be homosexual or engage in sexual promiscuity or drug use, they say, it will be good for him. And of course, they believe that aliens will come to save the elect of Earth. Some of the ufologists affirm that there are 70 different races of intelligent beings in the universe, many of them in the form of animals, such as the reptilians. They assure that they live on Earth, even in UFO bases, under the Earth and in the seas. They believe that Jesus Christ was an alien, but everyone's general idea is that Jesus Christ is not God. They accept reincarnation without hesitation, to be able to reincarnate in different beings, even from other planets, and thus be immortal, and other strange ideas about religion, such as that the angels that appear in the Bible are not purely spiritual beings, but extraterrestrial beings. Many of these ufologists, students of the UFO phenomenon, reject the idea of God, or at least put it aside, as well as the existence of the spiritual and immortal soul, hell, and many other things. Many members of UFO sects practice free love, spread gender ideology, and promote abortion, euthanasia, and homosexual marriage. Various researchers of the UFO phenomenon made a study where they defined the paraphysical nature, not solid or material, of the objects and people that promoted these phenomena. The paraphysical hypothesis basically means that the UFO phenomenon is actually an amazing hoax. In other words, a prank perpetrated by unseen beings who have always enjoyed scaring, confusing, and deceiving the human race. John Keel, who lived between the years 1930 and 2009, tells us, "My UFO catalog contains different shapes of flying saucers, be it in the form of cubes, triangles, hexagons, donuts, cigarettes, objects in the form of giant metal insects, transparent jellyfish flying. There are UFOs with wheels, with wings, with antennas, with pointed domes, others are without domes. There are also all the colors of the chromatic spectrum. Some are gigantic, with many windows, shaped like cigars, emitting blue fire from their tails. Cars without wheels have been seen crossing desolate roads a few feet above the ground. Planes and helicopters have also appeared without any type of identification in the areas where waves occur. So we have practically all kinds of UFOs and not a single model. We come across thousands upon thousands of sightings that force us to accept one of two answers. All the witnesses were wrong or lying, or on the contrary, an unknown civilization is making an immense effort to manufacture thousands of different UFOs and send them all to our planet. But I propose a third alternative. I believe that some objects exist as transmogrifications, or temporary shape changes in disc and cigar form. They leave marks where they land, and there are witnesses who have touched them. There are UFOs that change size and shape before the spectators, or that split into smaller objects, each one going in a different direction. In some cases, the process is reversed with small lights converging to form a single larger light, which eventually fades away. Objects always choose to carry out their activities clandestinely, choosing the hours of darkness to sneak over sparsely populated areas where the chance of being detected is slim. So, after listening to what John Keel said, we can say if they were solid and material objects produced by a superior extraterrestrial civilization, they would have had to make some mistakes from time to time, such as crashing or being captured. So after so many centuries of sightings, we would have known by now for certain that they were really flying saucers from other more advanced planets. Also, if they come as is usually supposed, with good intentions, and as they say, with the will to help the backward humans to elevate them in their evolution process, if they want to avoid wars and create a homogeneous society where there is peace, a single government, a single currency, and great technological progress, why have they not prevented the First and Second World Wars? Will they prevent a third nuclear war? Surely not. Why have they not shared their scientific knowledge until now to help the poor humans in their development? Why haven't they helped us in pandemics throughout history and taught us how to overcome certain diseases? Why don't they come in a friendly way to help us improve, while most of their contacts with humans are terrifying, and they use them as guinea pigs for their experiments, without caring about their feelings, and doing things without their consent and against their will? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.